Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself.
We can just play this. This is fun, right? It's a brand new year, and is it time for a new you? We've talked a little bit about some things that people always make resolutions about in December. And now that we're at the end of the first month of 2020, have you taken any of those steps? Well, Dr. Joe Niamtu is an award-winning local cosmetic surgeon, and he joins us now. And I wanted to talk to you. I came to visit you, full disclosure, because this is my 49th birthday, and I'm like, all right, I got a year to get it all back in shape before I hit 50. I feel like this is just kind of one of those milestone birthdays. And doing the morning show, one of the things that starts to happen is your eyes get puffy and you just look worn out. I think even if you were 25, you'd feel that way. And you gave me some good advice. And I think it's different advice than maybe you'd offer for a female, right?
Well, you know, John, the male cosmetic surgery, I mean, we're all human beings, so it's similar. But obviously, there's a lot of differences. And, you know, you're kind of representative, really, of what's happening in cosmetic surgery and society today. You know, first of all, by the way, brother, you have a great show.
I think
you're a really fair guy at handling everything. And I really enjoy sometimes I pay too much attention and it's my turn or something. But, you know, so male cosmetic surgery has increased over 100% in the last couple decades. And, you know, where it was maybe 5% of my practice 15 years ago, you know, it's probably 30%. And males and minorities are really the largest growing group of people seeking cosmetic surgery.
Why is that? Is it now acceptable for a male to come in and talk about fixing the little things that might be going wrong or that are bothering guys physically?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just societal changes. First of all, cosmetic surgery should whisper and not scream. And I think
good
that,
point.
You know, a lot of people are afraid of the old fashioned, you know, pulled back wind tunnel look and everything. And there's been so many changes in surgery and anesthesia in what we do. But what you hit on there is really important. The societal changes. There's a decreased stigma of both males and females having cosmetic surgery. In fact, you know, where people used to keep it so secret, some people, you know, they're very open about it or brag about it. And it's also a combination of increased awareness of the value of looking one's best. And, you know, what I find, and males and females aren't particularly different on this point, but in society today, you have people living longer. They're in second marriages or dating, and they want to look as, you know, as good as they feel. People come in here and they say, hey, Dr. Joe, you know, I diet, I go to the gym, but I look older, you know, than I feel, or the person looking in the mirror. So that whole thing has changed. You know, it's okay to want to look your best. And people in the job market, they're competing with, you know, millennials
now
and younger
people.
That is
true. Gosh, and you look at somebody and you can tell from their skin, you know, what generation they're in. I mean, I don't have any problem with growing older. I just don't want to look raggedy, you know. And I've been privileged that I've traveled all around the world. But with that, I've burned myself on the best beaches in Europe, and it's beginning to really show. The creases in my face, the brown stains that kind of pop up, and I'm like, wow, you know what? When I stand next to somebody who's 28 or 29, whew, you can see the distinction between our ages.
Well, there's no doubt about it, you know, buddy. And between my generation and your generation, I mean, I was out there and with baby oil and iodine, and, you know, sure look good with a tan, but we pay the price now. So the other reason that males are becoming more involved with cosmetic surgery is also a lot of more minimally invasive treatments available today than, you know, even a decade ago.
It's not as dramatic as it used to be.
No, and people, today's generation are doing smaller procedures at an earlier age to kind of avoid the overhaul, you know, that their parents had, so to speak. And, you know, whereas people used to wait until they were old and saggy and baggy and to do something, you know, today's populations, they want to look better before they look old. And John, I think you know, when you stand next to somebody that's 28, okay, obviously, I mean, hey, bro, I wish I had your hair, okay? So we all want for something, but the key to cosmetic surgery is to look as good as you can for your age. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, we have, I think I could do a reality show. I mean, you know, you have people come in and want to look like Elvis and people that want to, you know, do this
and do that.
But the best patients are the ones that come in and they say, you know, hey, Dr. Joe, again, I look in the mirror. I don't feel as old as that guy looking back, and I want to do something to look as good as I feel.
Now, and when I came in to talk to you, we talked about Botox, and you were on my morning news show when I was on television. I mean, gosh, this has got to be 17 or 18 years ago. And I said, I'm not doing Botox. I'll never do Botox. And now I've tried it just a little because I had these big creases in my forehead, which were really showing up in pictures. It seems to have worked, and I didn't, you know, my one of my fears was I didn't want a frozen face. I didn't want to look like one
Correct.
Of these socialites in New York City who can't, you know, who can't move her face. I didn't want to look like that. And it wasn't crazy expensive either. I think that scares a lot of people off, is the look and the cost.
Well, you know, John, you just hit it. That's why we call it Botox sometimes, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, it's very popular with guys. And, yeah, these minimally invasive procedures, such as Botox or injectable fillers, you know, both which we use for wrinkles. And, you know, males should be on skincare, too.
Hmm.
Really, everybody should be on Retin-A bleaching cream and a sunscreen. And so these are important. And, you know, so as we get into our fourth decade, the upper face ages faster than the lower face. So the most common thing I'm doing on males in their in their fourth or fifth decade is probably eyelid rejuvenation, you know, and people with jobs like yours, there's no doubt about it. That takes a toll. I don't see how you do it. It's hard for me just to listen to you, and I know you've been studio. If, you know, you've been in the studio for 4 hours.
Well, there are bound to be a lot of folks who, you know, just having the opportunity to talk about this publicly, because it's not the kind of thing that I think men normally think of, and the invitation to talk to you about this, I think, is pretty important. If you're interested in talking to Dr. Joe Niamtu, local cosmetic surgeon, you can go to lovethatface.com. And, of course, he's got a location right over there in Chesterfield County, so it's easy to get to if you want to stop by and visit. I really appreciate you coming on the air and, you know, giving me some good tips as I head towards the big 50.
Well, it's my honor, buddy, and you take really good care of yourself. You're you obviously physically, and so you don't need much work. I'd have to have a second job if everybody looked as good as you, I think.
Dr. Joe, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. While I'm feeling good about myself, we'll take a break and come back and check on traffic and weather together. Next on News Radio, WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.